The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Those are the that's the Buglers from the U.S. Army Band. You know, it's Memorial Day, and it's we're just going to celebrate it. And I hesitate to say Happy Memorial Day, you know, especially all that we've been going through now. But we want to remember the United States military. We want to remember lives lost. I'm a baby boomer, man. We come from the Vietnam era, you know, and you heard all the bad things about Vietnam and how these folks came back. These soldiers came back from Vietnam, and they were just ridiculed and spat on, man. And I'll tell you, through my father, in the name of my father, if I may, I have such respect to the for the United States military and all the lives lost on this Memorial Day. Hey, Joe on the radio. Frank is here. Al is here. Thank you, Albert, for putting that on. We appreciate it. Commissioner James Hendon is going to join us momentarily. Commissioner of the New York City Department of Veterans Affairs. We have a special announcement. And Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us. We're going to see. I'm going to ask him about certain things. We'll talk about what we could be binge watching, you know. And Peter Boutros. Now, it's funny, as this is just the best, because only in these times, broadcasting to you from my home, because we're not supposed to go in. So I see a FedEx car coming in, a FedEx guy's coming in. He came all the way down the driveway, knocked down the door, and I guess that the dog is barking out there. So all that's going on is, if you hear any ancillary noise, it's just me at the house, and anything could happen. I got my computers here. We got my microphone here, and we could talk to everybody all around the world. But my goodness gracious, just trying to get through the day is not easy, because the things that happen all around the house are front and center. Hey, Commissioner James Hendon, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Veterans Affairs, is with us. Commissioner, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us this morning, sir.
Hey, so good to be on, Joe. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, you know, it's a tough Memorial Day, because of a lot of the standard memorial events are not taking place, you know, and we lost so many veterans, you know, in those nursing homes. But we appreciate you, you know, standing fast and always being there for the veterans. How are things going at this point as we move along this pandemic, James Hendon, in regards to the veterans, sir?
Well, right now, you know, speaking as far as the 210,000 New York City veterans, and that's those who are still serving, in addition to those who are no longer serving, you know, we are, you know, reaching out to our community, phone call by phone call, person by person, and just checking in with them to hear about their needs. And a majority of our folks are doing okay, but many of those whom we call just are happy to hear another voice on the end of the line, because just like yourself, a lot of us New Yorkers are at home right now, those in the region are at home right now with what's going on with COVID. One of the biggest issues that have encountered, which we've been doing a great job of triaging, is someone may say, hey, you know, I'm you know, a little bit older, and I may have issues getting out to obtain something to eat. Can you help me with some food? And we've been happy to tie them into the cities to get food NYC program. So that's one of the biggest ones we've dealt with. Also, for housing, we have some folks who, you know, are in need of, you know, just a place to stay, or who, even before things hit, were in our city shelter system, were veterans whom we're actively working with to help, even in these times, obtain housing and, you know, have the right place to be so they can, you know, be on the up and up. Another thing that we've been hearing from folks that we've been dealing with left and right is the job front. You know, you've got folks who say, hey, you know, I've just lost my job. I have some issues going on, and what can you help me with? And we tie them into all resources available on that end, Joe.
Yeah, God bless you for what you're doing, Commissioner. You know, I mean, because here you are, you served in the United States Army, you know, as an active duty infantry officer for about 7 years in the Army, yes?
That's right, and I'm still a reservist, so I couldn't fully leave it. Oh, you know, I love the people who wear the uniform and the veterans, and so I'm still doing that, but on the reserve side, yeah.
Yeah, Commissioner, God bless you too, man, and thank you for your service. You went to West Point? You went to West Point, my friend? Is that right?
I did, yep. I was high school in Hudson. Yeah, look at you. Happy to go, yeah.
Look at you, man. I can't imagine. Before we got a lot to talk about. We have a special announcement we want to make. But, Commissioner, to yourself, I love this resume of yours, sir. It's just stellar, man. And, I mean, and Harvard Kennedy School and Columbia Business School, look at you. But when you go to West Point, you have to be appointed by, a senator or a congressman, correct?
That is correct. I was fortunate enough to earn an appointment. And, you know, for me, and I think a lot of folks who wear a uniform can say this, you know, I was terrified of the military. And so I jumped into it, you know, just it was a challenge to me, and I wanted to rise to it. And, you know, when I went in, I was in military school. Being an infantry officer was a challenge to me. So I said, OK, let me go after that. And, you know, I thought before the deployment, you know, everyone before deploying, you have this, you know, a little bit of unease about, oh, wow, am I going to be able to do this? Can I do it? Can I rise to the occasion? And you go and you do your part. And so, you know, just happy to have done those things and to have benefited from the GI Bill, post 9/11 GI Bill, to go back to school and, you know, keep doing things that involve helping people. I think that's in the heart of many of our service members, past and present.
Yeah, God bless you, Commissioner. Just really an honor to have you on the show with what you've given back to this country, especially as we approach Memorial Day, Commissioner James Hendon. Hey, so veterans, how have they been affected this pandemic? It has been just some horror stories there, yes?
You know, you've got horror stories all around with this thing. And for us, it's just about trying to be there for our fellow veterans. So, you know, as I said, you do have some people who say have got issues that involve food or issues that involve housing, issues that involve employment, and there are other areas. But, you know, we've really been doing our part to try to get a hold of these things, especially for those who have served, to just make sure that everything lands okay. Something that we're doing right now, Joe, is we call it Mission Vet Check, where we have, you know, service members and members of the veteran community reach out to other service members and just give a call, kind of like a buddy check to make sure you're doing all right. And provide comfort, and if there's needs that are there, then it's brought back to us, and we do what we can to triage them.
Commissioner, thank you for that. So I want to make an announcement. This is the announcement. It's 8:12, Joe on the radio, and I told you I was going to make an announcement. I'm so excited about this, and we're very proud. You know, we have Boomer Naturals, and these are the masks. These are with the nano silver, three-layered. They keep 92.2% of the bacteria out. Very comfortable. You could breathe. Check this out. This is great. I talked to you, and the commissioner's aware of this. We are now, this Boomer Naturals, this is a spectacular company, which makes this great product, is going to donate, get ready, 40,000 masks to our city veterans. 40,000 masks to our city veterans. Commissioner, how great is it that we have Boomer Naturals stepping up in this regard? How great is this, sir?
I think it's excellent. I appreciate so much what Boomer Naturals is doing with this effort. We also appreciate, we understand that there are masks they have for children and for adults. So for those of our service members who have young children, we know that's something that's important. I know that those masks are something that can be reused up to a certain time, and you can clean them and keep using them. And, you know, I do understand, just like you said, the 92.2% of bacteria is kept out. And in these tough times, you know, this kind of stuff is essential as far as just a shield against what is out there and a way to protect ourselves in light of the pandemic. We appreciate it so much, Joe, and we appreciate Boomer Naturals so much.
Boomer Naturals, and I'm so excited. They came to us, Commissioner. They came to us and they said, "Joe, we want to give away 40,000." I go, 40,000? Are you kidding me? I said, "This is great." And you're right. Yeah, they're good for 30 days. You could wash them. And not to do a commercial here, but what's great about it, I gave it to Mikey yesterday. I gave it to my kids. I said, "Look, just wash it at the end of the day. You could reuse it for 30 days." And not, you know, Boomer Naturals, Commissioner Hendon. They're helping out the veterans here, but they've given to Native American, to the tribe. In the Native American community. They've given to homeless. They've given it to people who just can't afford to get these things. So we really appreciate Boomer Naturals. It's a great company. Now, apparently, I will see you next week. We're going to make this presentation, Commissioner. And, you know, and with your incredible resume and your service to this country, I mean, I'll just be proud to be with you, James Hendon. This is a great thing. We appreciate so much. You know, James? My father was in the Army. He was in the United States Army Air Corps. I always say this, right? But man, I never had the privilege to serve. But Pop always told me how great the military was, how vital the military is. And he was an Army guy. Is it true, though, that you end every staff meeting, being from West Point, to say, and you say, "Beat Navy" at the end of every staff meeting? Is that true, sir?
I try not to say that at all the staff meetings. It's come out of my mouth many a time, but I've got to acknowledge that we've got our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines in the foxhole with us. So you try to get above the fray a little bit.
Yeah.
Joe, you know, I'd be remiss. I just want to acknowledge the great work that you're doing as far as just providing comfort to people in this tough time, on top of what Boomer Naturals is doing as far as just these donations. And I have to also call out a good friend who really connected us, Brett Hockman from the American Dream Foundation and the Heroes to Homeowners, initiative, as far as just doing these things behind the scenes that make it possible for so many to be impacted. And so to you and to Boomer and to Brett, everyone, you know, thank you so much. And your listeners.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner James Hendon. And again, Boomer Naturals. This is the great company we've been telling you about. Gosh, I love this. And, you know, they make this spectacular face cover, and they're giving 40,000 face covers to our city's veterans. We'll be making that. We're going to do that next week. We're going to make a whole big presentation. And you know what, too, Commissioner? I did a little commercial for CBS. Want to thank CBS, too. You'll be seeing me telling you about this. So it's great. It's all about this country, man. And you know what? When I see someone like yourself, Commissioner, you know, giving up your life and being your stellar service to the United States of America, greatest country. And you're a New York guy, right, Commissioner?
Actually, I'm originally from Miami, Florida, but New York has been my home for almost 10 years now. So, I bleed this city. My wife jokes with me. She says, you know more about this place, and you're so tied into this than I am. And she's from the Bronx, through
there
and through,
you
her
go.
And her family.
Whoa. So, Commissioner Gray, so thanks to Boomer Naturals, but Commissioner James Hendon, for your service and for doing the great job as Commissioner of the New York City Department of Veteran Affairs. You know what, James, I'll see you, man. And we wish you all the very best for Memorial Day. We thank you for your service, and we'll see you. And I can't wait to make the presentation of these 40,000 face covers to our city's veterans. Thank you, sir. Commissioner, an honor to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you so much, Joe. And to you and all of your listeners, happy Memorial Day, and please stay safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you. James Hendon, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Veterans Affairs. You know, I tell you what, great guy. And the fact that Boomer Naturals, you see, when I tell you, by the way, 8:18, we're going to break, but let me just, if I may, I tell you, when I talk about some of the quote unquote sponsors that are on the program, it's more than that. They are family. When I tell you about everything, because it always has something that can make your life better. So Boomer Naturals comes on, and a shout to Joyce, our sales gal, does such a great job. And Joyce says, "Boomer." I said, "What's Boomer Naturals?" I said, "What is this?" And I'm looking at it. Face covers? Are you kidding me? Keep germs away? Are you kidding me? And then I talked to the folks. We talked to Suzanne, right, from Boomer Naturals. And then you're going to see me on CBS2. We're going to be doing some announcements on how we're giving 40,000 face covers to the veterans. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. So we appreciate you being with us on this ride to make this country better and make this country greater, especially this Memorial Day weekend. Joe on the radio. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhame. Checking out traffic. Yeah, there's traffic right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and 58 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side is in effect today. An accident on the Throgs Neck Bridge. Queensbound is gone. 5 minutes at the George Lincoln and at the Holland Tunnel. In New Jersey, so far so good on the Garden State Parkway, north and south, and a problem though in Hamburg. 23 is closed and detoured north and south on Quarry Road to Oak Street. That's with an accident. Some debris on the thruway southbound north of 15A to watch out for. Checking your forecast for today. Some sun this morning, giving way to showers this afternoon. A high of 73. Spotty rain tonight down to 60 degrees in the city. And looking ahead to the holiday weekend, Saturday, rain with a high of 67 degrees. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny each day with a high of 68 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough, thanks. Dr. Rand Paul.
Well, I think it's a huge mistake if we don't open the schools in the fall.
Thank you, Senator Paul. Why are we continuing to do this to our kids? To quarantine them, to keep them locked up. We know who is susceptible. We know who are vulnerable. Quarantine and protect them. Thank you, Dr. Rand Paul.
Kevin McCullough, radio never stops. Weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Armchair psychologists have tried and failed to throw doubt on President Trump's sanity, but there's a new book that puts truly insane rulers in historic perspective. It's called History's Nine Most Insane Rulers. Author Scott Rank has unearthed the real lives of the nine most mentally unbalanced leaders through the ages. Some suffered from schizophrenia, like King Charles VI of France, who thought he was made of glass. Then there's Ottoman Sultan Ibrahim, the first who practiced his archery skills by pointing his arrows at his palace servants. And how about the president for life of Turkmenistan, who named the days of the week after himself? There's a serious side to all this. Power can be addictive and destructive for those who hold on to it for too long. This book, History's Nine Most Insane Rulers, takes an in-depth look at the toxic mixture of absolute power and insanity. Are insane rulers a relic of the age of monarchs? Get the surprising answers in the new book, History's Nine Most Insane Rulers, by Scott Rank. Order it today at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
We understand that these are uncertain times, and while we are all looking for answers, we know many of you are also looking for help. That's why Liberty Mutual is automatically refunding a portion of our customers' personal auto insurance premiums. We're also offering flexible payment options for those who have been financially affected by the crisis. In these uncertain times, we want you to know we are here to help. Learn more about what Liberty Mutual is doing at libertymutual.com/COVID-19.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer, as we go into Memorial Day weekend. Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us in just a second to tell you what you can binge watch. Can I tell you about Mike Connors? Mike Connors is a friend, and Beth is his wife, and they are great people. I'm telling you, in my office, at the house, I hold right behind me, I have a picture of a man I have such immense respect for, Padre Pio, and that was an original artwork by Father Paul Bilecki. He is a Capuchin friar, you know, and I met them through the Connors. Who knew when I would go and talk about my estate that I would meet a nice priest that would paint a picture of one of my heroes, Padre Pio? Come on, is this great? So then I talked to Mike about my life, my financial legacy. I'm in the blue collar show business. I nickel and dime my way across America, and I'm grateful for that. But you want to leave something for the kids, and you don't want the mama Luke coming in from the outside who's dating an ex. Oi, these people, I'm telling you. Mike says we have a mama Luke clause, and if there's a problem, we could take care of. No, he didn't really say that, but he did say. This is what you got to do for your estate. This is what you got to do for your living will. This is what you got to do for your health care proxy. Here's the power of attorney you got to do. He knew everything. And a big shout out to my big son, my oldest son, Joey, who's just a great kid. Thank God he's a great kid and smarter than his dad. I'll tell you right now, he got me to Mike. Mike took care of everything for me, and he'll take care of everything for you. All right. And now you're home. You can't get out to all the offices that are Connors and Sullivan all around the city. You know what Mike is doing? He's got a free comprehensive telephone consultation just for you to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, your legacy. I'm telling you, you got to do it now. Take the time now, this quarantine time, and call Mike Connors, please. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning, as Mr. Connors himself says, is not planning at all. Now is not the time to put it off. And you got this free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mr. Connors. 718-238-6500, or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm checking into a $2 billion property, right? Beautiful. Italian marble. Five-star restaurants, Chihuly art hanging from the ceiling. And I look to my left at the check-in thing. And there's a group checking in with an igloo cooler. Right, not even a new one. Duct tape on the handle. 10 cases of Schlitz. George Foreman grill. What are you going to do, grill chicken in the room? Aren't you embarrassed? The place reeks of cash. Sammy Davis, Frank Sinatra used to come, tuxedo, cufflinks, and you brought chicken?
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Sebastian Maniscalco. That is so funny and so true. 826 with Joe on the radio. The world's greatest film critic, Jeffrey Lyons, kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Jeffrey. Happy weekend and a Memorial Day greeting to you, my friend.
Well, you can't really say happy Memorial Day. It's like Yom Kippur.
Exactly.
It's a day of
Thank
remembrance
you.
And atonement.
Thank
Who
you.
Was that comedian? Was it your favorite comedian, Stanley Meyer and Handelman?
I love those guys. Hey, you know what was funny? That was Sebastian Maniscalco, of course. But you know what? You know, I didn't know Stiller Mira did Ed Sullivan 36 times. Jeffrey Lyons.
Yeah. And one of my late brothers, Warren Lyons, co-produced The House of Blue Leaves, the original production of the John Guare show down at the Truck and Warehouse Theater with Ann Mira back in 1971.
Wow.
And then when it was revived at Lincoln Center at the Mitzi Newhouse Theater, Ben Stiller was in it. So it was a great, and John Guare wrote it. It's just brilliant. And there's a song in it that's called the Day That the Pope Came to New York. And part of it is it really was comical. The Pope wore a yarmulke.
You know what? We have so much to talk about, but I got to say, stay with me for a second, Jeffrey, if you would. First of all, I happened to catch the producers again, Mel Brooks' producers.
The movie.
With Zero Mustard. Oh, my gosh. I mean, really? I mean, how great was that? But as a Jewish American that is so proud of his heritage, were you offended when you first saw it? Think about
it. No.
I mean, springtime for Hitler. I mean, really? Really?
You saw the non-musical version then first, right?
With Zero.
You know, Zero Mustel was called up in front of the House Un-American, the so-called House Un-American Activities Committee.
You're right.
And the head of that committee later went to prison for income tax evasion, but that's another story. And they asked him, Mr. Mustel, we're asking you about your first name, your unusual first name. He said, Congressman, I'm named after my financial status in the community.
That's great.
Zero got a knock on the door once. And the person on the other side said, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I bring a message from God. And Sarah said, you know, I'm taking a nap. Just slip it under the door.
And I like the credit at the end what Mel Brooks did. He just said this, you know, it was Gene Wilder, and he goes, Zero. And they just put Zero. They didn't even put his whole name.
Yeah. I was in the boys' chorus of the Metropolitan Opera with his son, Josh Mustel. He would tell me great stories about his father. I loved Zero. But I asked Norman Jewison, when you did the movie, why did you use Topol, who was a Israeli actor rather than Zero to play Tevye. I mean, Zero created that part. And he said, because I saw it five nights in a row, and each night he did it differently. I didn't, you can't do that in the movie.
So somebody texted me. They said, you got to ask Jeffrey Lyons his favorite silent film. As I'm asking you, Jeffy, your favorite, because people forget.
I'm not a big fan of silent films, but any movie with Harold Lloyd, Safety Last, The Freshman, and I met Harold Lloyd once. Harold Lloyd was the richest man, one of the richest men in Hollywood, because he made his money before income taxes. And he held up a prop bomb, you know, like those ones that look like a little bowling ball with a fuse on the top, and it exploded because it was by mistake. They had a real, and he lost his thumb. And then he did that famous scene hanging from the hands of the clock on the side of his
Harold Lloyd,
with no stuntman and with a prosthetic thumb. And I loved Harold Lloyd was and Buster Keaton. There's a movie you can get on YouTube of Buster Keaton running the bases at an empty Yankee Stadium in 1923.
Oh my gosh, this is great.
You know, so I'm not the biggest fan, but I do have home movies of Charlie Chaplin teaching my oldest brother George how to walk like the tramp. That's something I treasure.
Oh my gosh! And you got that, and it's what'd you shoot that on? 8mm, I guess, huh?
My father shot it. I've got a whole lot of home movies Chaplin. Of people like that. By the way, a year ago today, you're a Yankee fan, but I think Frank Rano's a Met fan. Al Gattuso are Met fans, I think. A year ago today, something amazing happened. The Mets needed a spare outfielder, so they went to the minor leagues and got up Rajay Davis, who was a journeyman, and he was playing in the minors then. He played for a lot of teams. Gets in an Uber in Pennsylvania, took a $200 Uber ride to Citi Field, got up, boom, hit a home run a year ago today.
Oh, thank you, man. Very nice of you to acknowledge Mr. Red Sox. Hey, so
I'm writing a book. As you may know, I'm writing a book about the all-time greatest Red Sox, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. But one of the movies today that's out on DVD or other platforms is called Ordinary Love, and it's with the great Liam Neeson. And he and his wife are mourning the death of their child and their adult daughter, and they're living in Northern Ireland, and she comes down with breast cancer. And it's not mawkish or maudlin, and it's not self-important. It's just a very sweet movie about how people deal with that. It's very calming, and to see Liam Neeson, you know, in a movie that's not an action film, is for a change for him, because that's what he's really good at. A classical actor, you know, you do the action films to pay the rent, and then you go out and make little movies like this. Then there's a movie coming in June called Mr. Jones, about a little known journalist who in the 1930s who was trying to get an interview with Stalin, and that Lloyd George, the former prime minister, gave him entree, and he goes. Stalin had been starving his people, and it's about that time. It's not a, you know, it's a depressing movie, but it's very absorbing, and I like movies about footnote characters in history. And finally, Joe, I discovered a few weeks ago a wonderful series on PBS that has been around for years called Doc Martin. It's a hilarious comedy set in Cornwall in the 1950s about a doctor who's a brilliant doctor, but he has the worst bedside manner. He's so rude, and all he knows is it's very funny. And it's called Doc Martin, and you can get all the episodes on Hulu, I think. And it's just all the crazy people in that town. I just love it. It's like I've opened a box, and there's chocolates inside that have been around for years, and I finally discovered it.
Yeah, this is great. Jeffrey Lyons. Hey, before we let you go, Liam Neeson did Unknown. I never saw that film. I saw it recently, you know, Catching These. What a great film that was, huh? Just the action.
And he, as you may know, he wrote the introduction to my next book about our friendship with Ernest Hemingway. Liam's a great guy.
You and the big stars. Come on, Piscopo Show. You know, thank you for being a regular guy and coming on.
I've always wanted to know somebody from Hunterdon County, and now I have.
Jeffrey, have a great weekend, my friend, and really, indeed, celebrating Memorial Day, remembering those lives lost. God bless you, Jeffrey. Thanks so much. 833 with Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer, 877-970-2999. And Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Dr. Stephen Greer at 9 o'clock. He is the man. That said, from day one, a couple months ago on this program, he goes, you know, Joe, we got medicine for this coronavirus. We got medicine for it. I said, Dr. Greer, really? And as casual as ever, he goes, yeah. The remdesivir and the hydroxychloroquine with the Z-Pack. It's all there. Dr. Greer is ahead of the time, and he will join us at 9 o'clock, and he will answer any questions that you have about what we're going through with this pandemic. And we will make it. So help me God, we will make it. 8:33 right here. Al's got the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Several New Jersey businesses angry with Governor Murphy over his pandemic shutdowns are filing a lawsuit. Attorney Michael Deems of Toms River, along with owners of a car wash, a hair and nail salon, and several high school seniors are suing Governor Murphy, arguing that he acted improperly when he canceled graduation ceremonies and ordered businesses closed. The suit says banning graduations is unreasonable given the capacity for outdoor social distancing and cites the U.S. Air Force Academy's recent outdoor graduation ceremony. Superior Court Judge Francis Hogden has set a May 29th hearing date to hear arguments. Contact tracing in New York State is underway. Governor Cuomo is encouraging New Yorkers to pick up the phone if they see a number with the caller ID reading NYS contact tracing. The governor says it is not a hoax, but an official state call. He says once a person tests positive for the coronavirus, they will likely receive a call on their cell phone from a contact tracer. It is the contact tracer's job to reach out to people who test positive and ask about anyone with whom they may have been in contact. In sports, the Players Association responding to Major League Baseball's health and safety proposal to start the 2020 season. The union is reportedly seeking clarification on issues like frequency of coronavirus testing, protocols for positive tests, and protection for high-risk players. Major League Baseball hoping to start around July 4th. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
We have sunny skies and 58 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. That accident on the FDR southbound near 71st Street has cleared, but it's still pretty slow getting through the area from the RFK on down about an extra 15 minutes. Alternate side is in effect today. 5 minutes inbound at the George Lincoln and Holland. A problem now. Outbound George Washington Bridge for the upper level on the New York side. A stall has two lanes out, so no fun on the westbound Cross Bronx. Good shape in New Jersey along the Garden State Parkway, even if you're headed down the shore. But an accident has 23 north and southbound closed between Quarry Road and Oak Street. Debris on the thruway southbound. It's 4 miles before 15A. That'll put it right near the Orange-Rockland border. Your forecast, some sun now, but showers roll in this afternoon, a high of 73. Tonight, spotty rain down to 60 in the city. The holiday weekend, well, Saturday a washout, rainy and 67. Sunday and Monday partly sunny each day with a high of 68. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You know, when everyone has their finances on their mind and people are worried about whether or not they can afford to pay their taxes, I'm so glad to bring in Jonathan Donenfeld from JLD Tax to speak to us a little more in depth about what programs the IRS has to offer during this time of uncertainty. Hey, Jonathan, welcome back to the show, man. Always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Hey, Jonathan, what if someone owes for 2019 and they have not filed their return yet? What should they do?
Every year, about 7.5 million people don't file a tax return, even though they should.
Wow.
And the main reason they don't is usually they don't have the full amount to pay that they owe. This year, we expect that number to be closer to 10 million due to COVID. So if you don't file and you owe money, you get hit with a late payment penalty and a late filing penalty, which each can get up to 25%. So literally, if you owe $10,000, that can be a $5,000 penalty. So if you can't pay what you owe, you still should definitely file and pay $1 if that's all you can pay, because you'd save yourself a 25% penalty.
Wow. Jonathan Donenfeld from JLD Tax with us. So just to reiterate, they should file even if they can't afford to pay, Jonathan.
That's correct. You can work out an affordable payment plan and you will save yourself a tremendous amount in penalties and interest.
Now, this sounds like something you could take advantage of. Call John today, please, 201-604-2432, or visit him online at jldtax.com and ask for Jonathan specifically. That's 201-604-2432. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us today. today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Call today, 201-604-2432, or visit him at jldtax.com. That's 201-604-2432.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
Men hear a drill, it's like a dog whistle. You know, it's just... You're running up to that living room curtain. Honey, I think Jim's working on something over there. I better get over there. So we go over to the guy and we just kind of watch him. You don't really help the guy do any of the work. We just want to hang around guys that are working. You know, and you ask him some dumb questions, you know. What are you using, a Phillips head there? Feel knowledgeable, you know. Men want to get involved in anything that's going on. That's why when they have construction, they have to have those wood panel fences around it just to keep the men out.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
This segment is sponsored by Empire State Bank.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. That's Jerry. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:39 right now. Peter Boutros is a chef and owner of a legendary establishment on Staten Island and the Stone House. And Peter, we welcome you to the show. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. We've all been doing a little bit better, but, you know, today's a beautiful day. So, you know, hopefully we're one day closer to opening up or one day closer to getting past this pandemic and hopefully getting somewhat back to normal.
Well, you know what? We always like to highlight your fight, and because the restaurants, we love you guys. We love what you do. We know how hard the work is. So when you look at somebody like, that's why we look to our friend Phil Guarneri at Empire State Bank, reaching out and helping you, being so aware of it. That's why we want to bring you to the airwaves. Are you doing takeout right now, if I may ask, Peter?
So we have a bunch of restaurants. We have a group of restaurants. Anybody who knows the Stone House, we have Violet Cellar, we have Sophia's Taqueria, Sophia's Guac Bar. We're in the process of opening Rustic Pizza and Pastaria, and we also have two restaurants up in the Catskills, Binnacle Tavern and Tito Banditos. Only two of those places are currently open, as of today, doing takeout and delivery. Sophia's Taqueria and Violet Cellar. It's just very, very difficult in this environment. So, you know, a lot of restaurants were not built to do takeout and delivery. They were built to do in-house dining, have guests at the bar. So, you know, this current situation has decimated the business, you know, put so many businesses completely out of business or put them in a position to, to have a really, really tough time when and if they try to reopen.
Yeah, so how is, and this is not a commercial, this is a question because of, I'm talking to what you're going through, so many people are going through, and Empire State Bank has helped.
Empire has been tremendous. I mean, we in the Staten Island community know Empire State Bank. They're not just one of these gigantic banks. They're local people, they're customers, they're friends. And to be honest with you, through this whole process, you know, I know a lot of businesses have had a tough time doing the PPP loan. They've been fantastic. You know, they were able to clarify a lot of the questions and guidelines and were able to help us out tremendously in securing these loans to help us stay afloat, you know, a little bit longer. So they've been tremendous. Phil is fantastic. The entire staff there is really just A+.
Well, I got the word from Frankie Five Boroughs, Staten Island's finest, Peter Boutros, and he says that this is a legendary establishment. You got any recipes that we could put together while everybody's quarantined at home that you can make at home, Peter?
Yeah, you know, it's actually something that we do at Violet Cell. It's a very, very easy recipe. It's something that everybody can do at home. We're using ingredients that everybody has. We do like a creamy balsamic chicken, and if everybody's familiar with the style of franchise where you dip it in flour and then an egg batter, so that's how you would start the chicken, fry that in a medium saucepan with a little bit of olive oil. After the chicken is cooked, reserve it on the side. You would keep all but 2 tablespoons in the frying pan, add a little garlic and cherry tomatoes, saute that until it's soft. Add balsamic vinegar and reduce until about half. And then you'd add heavy cream and put the chicken back in. Let that simmer for a couple minutes. top it with some fresh basil, and you could serve that over your favorite pasta. Quick and easy, very, very tasty, and, you know, that whole dish is done in 10, 12 minutes.
Man, well done, Peter. Peter Botros is a chef and owner of the Stone House. Hey, Peter, thanks for joining us, man, and thanks for hanging in there. And, again, a shout-out to our mutual friend, Phil Granieri at Empire State Bank, and everybody in Genie and everybody at Empire State, and Tom. They do such – they're so local. They're so community-minded, and we appreciate it. Peter, thanks, man, and we will see you over there soon enough, my friend.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, thank you. Peter Botros right there, chef and owner of the Stone House with Piscopo in the morning. It's 844. I'm telling you, it's great because I talked to, we had Sammy Vassallo on, who is an expert on what to do with this PPP. It is so complicated to make an application to the government that you got to go to a professional. And then I hear more about, and this is not, I'm telling you what, again, it goes along what I've been talking about. When we bring things like when you have Boomer Naturals giving 40,000 face coverings to the veterans in New York City. When I see what Empire State Bank does to individuals like Peter and to everybody else in Staten Island and the whole surrounding Lower Hudson Valley, really, it makes you feel good. And
it sure does. And I'm so glad that we had Peter on, because I'm actually going to try and order from Violet Cellar tonight. I didn't know they were doing takeout.
I love the name of that restaurant,
by
the way.
Oh, Joe, you would love this menu. You would flip out over this menu.
I think I went out with Violet Cellar in the 1970s.
But I'm going to the menu's great, and it's one of my wife's favorites. So she was a little annoyed with me yesterday, so I'm going to try and see if we can get dinner from there.
What happened now? What happened now?
I don't know. I mean, all perceived miscommunications.
I don't know.
Basically, when she's stuck home all day, I feel she's too easily annoyed by me. Usually when she gets to go out into the world and come home, she has a much more higher tolerance for my level of annoyance. But when she's stuck home all day, you know, it's a different ballgame. But I do want to mention that particular recipe, if people want to learn more about the restaurant or that recipe, they can go to our website, am970theanswer.com. We have a whole section on our website dedicated to all the restaurants we've been featuring. So you'll see Italianissimo, who was on yesterday. You'll see Violet Cellar. You'll see Angelina's. You see all the great restaurants we've been featuring.
I'm telling you, it's a crazy time. Al, you're on the house, and I can't imagine.
Well, you know what it is? My wife's job now has shifted from being a nurse to being a nurse caretaker. So her job now is to call patients who have been in the hospital and are now home, and she has to check on them for the doctor. Yeah. Would you like to schedule a teleappointment? Yeah. Have you gotten your drugs and stuff? So there are various times during the day when she's on the phone talking to these people. So I have to kind of, tiptoe around. I can't really, talk loud or, watch TV or whatever. And I usually come home and take a nap or whatever. But there are some times where my son will say something, and I forget that she's there in the living room, and I'm in the kitchen, and I go, "Hey, what do you want?" It's a little...
Who's that angry man in the background?
Who's that angry man? Well, the three of us had a bit of an argument yesterday, so, My son was being very selfish.
Come on.
My son was being very selfish. It's my father-in-law's birthday today, and my wife made him a cake.
Happy birthday.
We were going to go over later and bring it to him, because my son likes to stay over there on the weekend.
Sure.
Something nice. But my son, very upset that my in-laws bought a new microwave, and it's in the back seat of their car, and he can't fit in the back seat because the microwave is huge. So he's upset that he can't go out to lunch with them today. So I said, "Jack, what's the big deal? I'll just take you over, and we'll bring the cake, and we'll have lunch, and whatever." No, this is unacceptable. And he flipped out. Long story short, he was being very selfish, and we both called him out on it. And he had a 10-minute dissertation about how he wasn't selfish.
I know we got to run, Joe, but yes. I will say that, don't you think there's some correlation with Al's son, Jack, who's a delightful young man, seeing his father throw dog feces into the streets? And then being selfish in other ways, because I'm telling you,
we do as I say.
Yeah, maybe, perhaps, but I got to tell you, I know we got a break, but I'll tell you what I learned, and I'm old, so I have wisdom, is when the teenagers go through the teenager thing, Al, and you're younger than I am, you know what? The best, don't engage.
I have a hard time doing that. And we have a pandemic. Yeah. The kids, I get it. I really do get it because later
on. Very tough time. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Later on, he and I talked it out, and he said, I really do need to learn how to just take a step back and walk away and re-engage. Because he wants to just finish the argument right then and there and not kind of step back and say, all right, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah.
And then, of course, so we resolve everything. I go to bed. My wife sends me a text this morning. I was very upset you didn't defend me, this and that. I'm going, I defended you. What are you talking about?
She's got in trouble.
And then she goes,
don't forget, no matter what you do.
Right, no, no, no.
husband, you're going to get the blame. You're going to get
the
blame.
I'm not coming later. You just take him on your own. I know you have a conference call at noon. Whatever. You just. I'm like, oh, come on. I don't need this today. But I said, you know what I said to her? I go, honey.
It's a sitcom.
I go, honey, I'm sorry. I love you. Thank God it's Friday. That's all.
You said, is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, God, you're good. See,
I can learn from you. Listen, 3-day weekend, I want less friction in the home.
I said that.
I want to be able to relax.
I said those words to Otis yesterday.
I love you too, Joe.
Me and Scooby, my man Scooby. 8:40. Oh, Mike Gallagher's going to join us. We're going to check with traffic right now. Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies, and now we're at 61 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Some better news on the east side of Manhattan. Delays are easing on the south on FDR Drive, south and into 71st Street from an earlier accident. Alternate side of the street, parking rules are in effect today. And better news at the George Washington Bridge, New Jersey bound upper level. A stall has been cleared into the city 5 minutes at the George Lincoln in Holland. In New Jersey, in the Hamburg area, 23 is closed and detoured north and south on Quarry Road to Oak Street. And road work has gone, so a good ride on 287 northbound from exit 37 up to exit 3010 for Route 9. But watch out on the New York State Thruway southbound, 4 miles north of 15A, so right near the Orange-Rockland border. Still some debris in the roadway. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch like you will experience at Empire State Bank. In business for over 15 years, Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice. At a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks, want to be treated with respect? Want to know your banker by first name? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business and keeping you safe on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It was my 5th birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, to talk about spectacular restaurants, Michael's of Brooklyn is the standard. Avenue R and Nostrand, right there in the borough of Brooklyn. And when I tell you one of the 5 best Italian restaurants, oh, you mean in Brooklyn? No. Oh, you mean in New York? No. I mean in the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in all of America. And this according to the Food Network, and they know what they're talking about. Fred is there. Johnny's there. They make the sauce right there. I love it. Every time I go there, I'm so annoying. I go, can I see how the sauce is made? I really do that. I really go in, and then everybody's at the table, and I'm always late. Where's Joe? Oh, he's with Fred looking how the sauce is made again. It's amazing how they do it. They put the labels on right there in Brooklyn. And as you listen around the country at AM970Answer.com, that's where it comes from. It comes from the heart of Brooklyn, right in the neighborhood of Avenue R and Nostrand, right? And then it goes shipped all around the country, and it's the best sauce anywhere. Really, the best jarred sauce anywhere. I just picked it up the other day when I did my hazmat shopping thing with my whole thing. I looked through my foggy lenses. I looked down, and I saw Michael's of Brooklyn, and I took it home. You're going to love it. But what I love, what Fred and Johnny and what Michael is doing, Now they're taking orders for pickup. Frankie Five Bros just said he's going to put in an order and pick it up later. Imagine taking home on a Friday night to your family food from one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States, Michael's of Brooklyn. Here's the number. This is a special service that they're doing, which I absolutely love. I love when folks like the Cacacci family step up. Here it is, the number, taking orders for pickup at Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. It's 718-998-7851. Order and pick up some delicious food, one of a kind, from Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You know what's crazy about the coronavirus? I read that, like, the Corona beer sales are way down because of the coronavirus, just because the names are similar. Which I think is weird. I remember when OJ killed his wife. We didn't stop drinking orange juice.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Mark Norman right there, Joe Piscopo. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10 to 5. Good morning, Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I am in a, if I was in a better mood, they'd have to pass some kind of legislation. A governor would have to shut me down.
Shut you down.
That Governor Whitmer nut up in Michigan. Oh, can you imagine a state official saying the president of the United States is no longer welcome in their state? Yeah. Because, yeah. And incidentally, he wore a mask, you know. Did you see his mask?
No, I did he's not. Got he held it, right? He was holding in his hand?
No, there's a picture. Go to TMZ. You mean Frankie Five Boroughs hasn't given you the picture from TMZ
We wait
yet?
For you. We wait for the real breaking story. Frank goes, look, I've done all I can do. Go to Mike Gallagher. I swear to God, every morning he says
yeah,
that.
Right. I'm so sad. Frank's mad at me, by the way, Joe, because he slapped me with one of those Zoom invitation calls. He was having some kind of WABC reunion party. And I'm driving around. I didn't see it. I thought, what am I going to do? So I apologized profusely.
I don't care.
He didn't respond.
It's fine.
We
gave you a spot to Al.
Thanks a lot. Good.
Thanks.
How did the reunion go?
It was fine. It was just a bunch of people, you know, talking about radio people.
Frank did mention earlier, gosh, that Mike Gallagher, I swear to goodness gracious, the least he could have done.
I know. I could tell. He gave me attitude. He said, then when he finally responded by text, he said, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I knew he was annoyed.
You're a big national star, Mike Gallagher.
I'm nobody. Joe Piscopo. He's got a master's degree in passive aggressive behavior.
I knew what he was doing. Hey, Mike, I gotta tell you, is it me? Is it me that I like when President Trump doesn't wear the mask? Because listen, medically, everybody's got masks around him. He's the president of the United States, so you're protecting him. He's not sick.
And he's being tested. He's tested all the time.
Every day. Yeah.
Please. I mean, it's ridiculous. Did you see when the reporter was grilling him in the yesterday and it was a nasty question and Trump says, I can't really hear you because of that mask over your face. I thought, oh, here we go. But honestly, there's a picture. The TMZ, he doesn't want to be photographed with it because I get it. He does not want to send that message of whatever that message conveys for him. But he's got a mask on. It's a dark blue mask. And it's got the presidential seal on it. He kind of looks like Bane from the Batman movie.
I love it.
And come to think of it, he kind of reminds me of Bane now that I saw it. But no, I mean, listen, we're going to talk about this today at 10:05. How this Michigan official, this nonsense, he's not welcome. Has there ever been a sitting president treated so badly than what we've seen this president go through?
Never in the history of America, Joe. Mike, we love you, man.
Love you too. Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah. Okay.
God bless you guys.
Have a great Memorial Day. Mike Gallagher right there. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how are we doing rest of the day today into the weekend, sir?
I wonder if the president would be welcomed in my state of Pennsylvania.
Yes, he would. He was just there the other day. He was in Allentown. Maybe not so much in Harrisburg, you know, up there. Hey, we're doing okay weather-wise.
Yeah, we start with sun today. Clouds increase, maybe a shower toward evening. There'll be some showers tonight into tomorrow. Temperatures in the 60s tomorrow. We break for some sun on Sunday. Then Monday, partly sunny, up to 70. Here comes some warm weather later next week.
I love it. Well done. Dr. Stephen Greer, live on the radio with Joe Piscopo. Don't you go away. Coming right back.